What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another video. Today, I'm going to be giving you guys a big no-no in the business world of don't do this. Also, I'm going to be talking about my recent marketing that I've done over the past 3 days. So if that sounds interesting, then be sure to stick around for today's video. All right, so first order of business, as we always do on the channel. If you do not know who I am, my name is Zane. I'm a race car driver. I'm an entrepreneur, owner of Z Company Racing. I am currently trying to rebuild my financial funds back to where I need them so I can participate again full-time racing. If you're not aware, racing is very expensive and I spent a lot of money last year on it. So we are currently doing business vlogs in my business world, giving you guys some tips and tricks, everything of the such and what I do, some lessons, some mistakes that I've made, everything like that. Of course, we're going to be doing car stuff with Project Eclipse and the race car. So if that sounds like something that you are interested in, be sure to hit that subscribe button, ding the notification bell so you get notified every single time that I upload. Thank you guys so much for everybody who is already subscribed. I appreciate it and I love you all. All right, so let's get down to today's topic. What not to do, don't do this in business. Now, my big thing in business is truth and honesty and following through when you're going to do something. Like if you say or you tell somebody that you're going to do something, make sure you do it, right? Now, over these past few weeks of marketing, I've had some businesses who haven't quite done that. Now, without naming companies, you probably already know who it is because if you follow me on social media, you've seen stuff that I've said about them. It's been pretty frustrating, but this is a big no-no. And as a guy who dropped out of the 9-to-5 race because I didn't want to work for people, even as I'm doing freelancing gigs for companies, I'm still running into people who kind of piss me off, for lack of better terms. So if you don't know who I'm talking about, well, I'm sorry. If you do, then the more you know. About maybe 2 months ago, I went into this one company and talked to them about doing social marketing and digital marketing for their business. They were very, very interested, quite intrigued actually. And they told me that they would get back with me within 3 days. It was Friday, and they told me they would be back with me on Monday. 1 month went by before I heard from anybody else. And that 1 month is after 6 visits from me. Me physically going into that place to talk to them again for a follow-up took me 6 tries. After doing the 6th time, I finally got to meet with the person who I was supposed to meet with the first time. After meeting with that person, the meeting went fantastic. It went positive, talked for a good 30 minutes, reviewed a bunch of stuff. Everything went good. They were very, 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 very interested. So much so that they were going to give me my own office. They literally said, you can work here, we'll give you your own office, so you'll have everything you need right here, right? Fantastic. The kicker, once again, they say all that and they say, we're going to get back with you on Wednesday. At this point, it was, I believe it was Friday, maybe Thursday. Either way, they said they're going to get back with me on Wednesday. Now, with me and my business, if you know, I have been marketing to place to place to place to place, going to a whole bunch of different places, right? And at one point, I had people who were willing to work with me. However, I kind of had to put them on hold just a little bit because I didn't want to overwork myself. Like, you know, getting too many businesses at once and then not being able to handle everything that I have to do. So I had to limit where I was working for. So going back to the one place, you know, they were the first place that I ever went to. So out of respect, I wasn't going to jump off the bandwagon with them until I made sure that they were either A, going to do what we talked about, or they weren't going to. So I decided, you know, I'm going to wait for these companies and I'm going to go ahead and attack with these guys, but I got to wait for them. So Wednesday comes, I'd never hear from them. In fact, I actually had to text them to get a response. Then they said in the next few days, which was the weekend. Took until Monday until I heard back from them. So you're talking over a week after being told, what should have been 4 to 5 days, it ended up being over 7. And from there, it grew to the fact where we were kind of just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth about stuff that we already talked about. And this isn't even in person, this is over text. And we discussed, what we discussed in the meeting were things that we already discussed. We already discussed them in a meeting, and then we started to talk about them again on text, but instead of being way more open and way more agreeing to everything as they were in the meeting, this time they were being very defensive and being very, like, very uninterested per se. And then, what I've already described to them, they had me describe again, and then again about other things. And it just kept going back and forth, back and forth. And I got to the point where, honestly, I got kind of mad, because I have been waiting for these guys to get back with me for nearly 2 months, and out of respect for them, as I said, I didn't jump with anybody else. I got to the point where I was just like, listen, I need an answer. Either you're going to do this and we're going to proceed as planned, or you're not. And, you know, I got sort of a kind of a nasty, not a nasty, but I got a not very good response back to that. And at that point, I was like, listen, I'm done. I can't do this. Like, you did not, you're doing terrible business. You tell somebody you're going to get back with them at a certain time, and you don't do it. And then what we talked about that was pretty much, you know, very positive, completely turned around and went very negative. So I decided to pass with them. And now today I've been out to 10 different places. I got up at 4 a.m. this morning, hit a whole bunch of places all day today. I've been having a bunch of success. Everything's been going well. I've got 3 more meetings tomorrow. I've got follow-ups. I've got other consultations. So everything has been going very well. I'm going to give you guys a final update later on in the week, because I should have all of my places completely done by the weekend. So when the weekend hits, I'll let you know everybody that I have, without revealing names, obviously, everybody that I have and how much money I'm making, so then we can all share this together and I can give you guys some more tips for any questions you have or anything like that on what you guys can do when it comes to this marketing. I also had a double yesterday and today, meaning I went in to talk to one business, but the owner of that place actually owned 2 places. So instead of getting one, I actually got 2, and which were awesome. So that was great to hear as well. But my point in all this whole video is, A, if you tell somebody that you're going to do something, be sure to follow through with it. And also, I am a pet peeve huge, bugs the hell out of me. If you tell somebody a certain day, a deadline, you better meet that freaking deadline. I don't care how busy you are. If you tell somebody you're going to call them on this day, you call them. If you tell somebody you're going to text them on this day or email them, you do it. That builds trust and it builds relationships. If somebody says they're going to message you on Monday and they don't get back with you by Wednesday, they lie. It's a lie. And I don't care. That's bad business, okay? And me, at one point in my Domino's career, I was bouncing between 4 stores. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's a lot of stores, and I had a crap ton of responsibility. But guess what? Even though I wasn't the best at business 2.5 years ago, I made sure to always get back with people when I either A, told them, or when I had a deadline. At the end of the day, meet your deadlines and don't do things that people wouldn't appreciate. Don't break trust. Be honest. Be upfront. Be upfront. That's another one too. There's another tip. But either way, that's the little don't do this and little marketing update. As I said, had a bunch of places today. It's actually, I think, like 5:30, 6 o'clock right now. So I've literally been at it all day. I just got home and sat down and made this video. Had to work on the Mini today. My brakes went out. I already had some left over from racing season, so I just swapped them out real quick. Took like 20 minutes, quick and easy. I also have been working on a project that clips like crazy, which you'll probably get an update video on that tomorrow. So be ready for that. If you guys have not already subscribed, be sure to hit the subscribe button, ding the notification bell. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I appreciate every one of you. And hey, if you stayed till the end of the video, leave a comment down below, hashtag you create your own story. Thank you guys so much. Peace out. And remember, you create your own story. Running, running, running.